With speculation over how a Trump environmental policy could roll back an Obama legacy, one part might not be able to be undone by the president-elect. But congressional action, well, that could be another matter. Civil Beat editor and general manager Patty Epler has a reality check on the possible future of Papahānaumokuākea. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
So President Obama used the Antiquities Act to create 24 national monuments in 14 states since he took office. Most of that acreage is in Papahānaumokuākea and also other islands in the Pacific. But would it be possible for President Trump to revoke the national monument protection?
Well, that's actually the question that people are keeping a close eye on. The Antiquities Act is more than 100 years old, and really the only time there's been a, like even a U.S. Attorney General's opinion has been 1938. So there's been a couple of court challenges over the years that were sort of peripherally related, but including one in 2006 after President George W. Bush created Papahānaumokuākea. But it was it didn't survive the court challenge. So that's yet to be seen what he can do with it.
What about with Congress? Isn't there a precedent for Congress to be able to roll it back?
I'm not sure Congress can roll it back. I think there's been a couple of bills in Congress that have attempted to, you know, sort of restrict the president's powers. But I think the talk is that they could effectively roll it back by defunding monuments that that have been created.
So what kind of, you know, lobbying, I guess, is going on both sides to be able to make the point, depending upon your point of view, and how much nervousness around this is there?
Well, it's unclear what lobbying is actually going on, but for instance, even here in Hawaii, WESPAC, the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council, has written some letters to the Trump-elect administration, sort of, I think, laying out their position. And as you know, that they opposed the expansion of the monument all along. They are moving ahead, however, with creating some regulations that would govern that area as if it were protected. There's been some East Coast fishermen, fishing industry groups who have sort of tried to convince their version of WESPAC to ease up and allow some access, particularly on the New Atlantic monument that Obama created.
Any word from U.S. Senator Brian Schatz? I mean, he was the one who officially proposed expanding Papahānaumokuākea. Did we get anything back from him in terms of what is going on in Washington?
So, surprisingly, no. Nathan Eagle, our reporter who's been covering this issue and has had good conversations with Senator Schatz all along, could not get him to talk about this. So we don't know what Senator Schatz thinks about this.
So I guess we're going to have to be in that position of having to wait and see, which is kind of how we've been with a lot of policies and wonderment what may be happening both nationally and internationally.
Yes, that's true. There's certainly a lot of angst and hand-wringing on all sides, on all issues, now that, you know, we have a new president about to come into office.
All right. Well, that's where we're going to leave it for today. But thanks very much, Patty. Good to have you step in for a chat, and we hope he gets better soon.
Me too, Beth Ann.
Got you up early this morning.
Yeah.
All right, Patty.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for joining us. Patty Epler is the editor and general manager of Civil Beat, and we'll talk to Chad Blair once he gets better.